Blog Talk Radio.
Bam! Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 9/11 special here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, honoring those who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
We're rocking. Here you go, folks. Check it out. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
That's right, he said libtarded.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government.
Uh-oh, what happened? Done something. Well, welcome to the show, folks. This is the Patriot Nation Radio Show. George, if you want to call in, call in anytime you want. Being on the hold is probably the best place to be anyway at this time. So call in 347-637-3942. Press 1, bring you to the top of the switchboard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the show that I do annually every year in honor of the men and women who gave their all that day, 9/11. Those who lost their lives, those who gave their lives, those who give their lives due to serious illness left over from Ground Zero, Big Dig there where they, you know, were rescuing and trying to rescue as many people as possible. We have our friend George Colella is going to join us. Many know him as the Godfather. He's going to be joining us, and he's down there at Ground Zero. He's, you know, there. George Colella was at Ground Zero when this all went down. He lost many friends, many people he knows, a lot of things happened, and he's going to tell his story live tonight on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. But right now we're going to have a moment of silence. We're going to toll the bell, and we're going to have a show. Ladies and gentlemen, in remembrance of those who gave their lives, lost their lives on 9/11 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, at the Pentagon, and in New York City. Dear Heavenly Father, as 9/11 2018-19 approaches, 18 years since this fateful day, give strength to the surviving family members and friends, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice trying to save lives. Comfort the families and friends of those who lost their loved ones, who went to work, or just went to work. Just went to work. God, give strength and courage to the men and women still fighting for their lives due to illness. Place your healing hands upon them and their families and their friends. Dear Lord, I lift these prayers up to you for healing of our nation. I pray for our President Donald J. Trump, that he can continue to make America great. I pray for our enemies, that they will open their eyes and see the true beacon of freedom and liberty on this planet is the United States, the U.S. of A. Lord, I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, our friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, did this amazing song. Cast Amazing Grace.
These people really know their stuff. So when Subway started
right after
15-hour kids smoke brisket, they went to all.
This is Taft's Amazing Grace by Dave Bray, in honor of those who gave their life, lost their life, and lose their life again. Thank you. Chuck over in the live feed. What's happening, my friend Chuck? We're not here talking about conspiracy theories tonight. We're not talking about who, where, what, when, or why, or whatever. We may get to that. But we're here to honor the fallen, those who lost their lives. So if you want to troll the page and give us crap, go right ahead. I'm all about free speech and la-di-da-di-da. We all have our First Amendment right, and I don't block anything. So if you want to talk crap, go ahead and talk crap. But we're here to talk about the fallen, those who died when we were attacked by Muslims. Regardless. Thanks, Chuck. So I had a friend of mine, Rick Lambert, wrote an amazing thing here. And this is... an open letter to the American people from the American flag. It's really well done. It is very classy and awesome. I'm going to play that, and then we're going to bring in George Colella, who was at Ground Zero that fateful day. Check it out. This is Rick Lambert. Dear America.
The American flag, but you may know me as the Stars and Stripes on the border, and maybe the red, white, and blue. It doesn't matter. I have been the symbol of freedom in this country since Betsy Ross took the first stitch of me. I have run in weather that fit the man or beast. I have traveled to the moon, covered the coffins of those who gave their lives for me, and to you, defending the freedom I stand for. I have fought in foreign countries and been carried into some of the bloodiest battles ever fought, and I have done so with pride. Old men and women at the face of death during battle have raised me. I have been here for you. Sometimes you granted me the battle fight, but at times I have seen your eyes full of tears, remembering what I stand for, and remembering those who have died for me. One of my fondest memories were the movies where the children stood, placed their small hands over their hearts, and pledged allegiance to me. I was able to look for the nation's future. It isn't allowed in many places now, but I still have fond memories and they will be with me forever. I have been looked upon as people saying the Star Spangled Banner, and yet again, seeing my still with tears. Not all of my memories are fond. I have been spit on, defecated on, burned, stomped on, torn up, and things have been done to me I don't care to remember. I was forced to watch as one of our own citizens blew up a federal building in Oklahoma. But the most horrible sight I have ever been forced to watch was on September 11th, 2001, in New York and Washington. God, I had to watch as thousands died, and I could only watch them. Then my horror turned to grief, and then the hatred for those who have done this terrible deed. But now my hatred has subsided, and I only want justice for those who have died. May God bless those whose lives were cut short and those they left behind. May He also bless everyone in this nation who left their freedom. I will be simplifying my colors for you and your families. And I will do so proudly as long as there is one person who loves this nation as much as I have. Please don't forgive me, as I promise to never forget you. May God bless you and yours forever, and may He also bless those who will fight and die for me in the future, defending me and the freedom I stand for. Sincerely, the American flag.
I believe, Chuck, doesn't matter. What you believe here does not matter. What matters is people died at the hands of some enemy. People have different ideas of who the enemy is and who did the attack. Some people think it was an inside job by the Bush administration. Some people think it was done by Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the US of A. Some people believe that it was done by the Taliban, Osama bin Laden, and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and all of those people, of which Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's actual trial starts January 20, 2021. Pre-trial hearings are underway for the four masterminds of 9/11. So you want to check out Steve Vine International News Network and my friends Linda and Leonard, who are covering the trials and the pre-trial hearings, etc. One of the only news organizations that have been granted permission to sit in on the closed-circuit television hearing. See Vine International News Network on Facebook. And you can find out the ongoing military tribunals that have started at Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo. Chuck, I'm not talking about what I believe tonight. I'm not talking about who I believe did it. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. So please, if you don't want to hear what we're talking about tonight, please move on and stop interrupting in the live feed. People really want to enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend was down in Ground Zero on 9/11. His name is George Colella. Many of us know him as the Godfather. Bikers for 45, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, our good friend and return guest, as he's been on for a few different, like America and other things. George, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing? How's everything going?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I had to start the show off with that little bit of music.
No, it's fine. I enjoyed it. It was very good. Perfect.
Honor and remember those who lost their lives. I'm getting hammered in the live feed. I don't know if you're there watching.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm seeing it. It's the Facebook usual when you talk about anything that has to benefit America.
There's all kinds
positive
of
things that we say America.
There's all kinds of theories what people believe happened on 9/11. And you were there. You were in the whole deal. And from your perspective, what happened that day as a witness?
Well, in the morning, as I got out of the train station, I lived in Long Island at the time, in New York, and getting out of the train station, I would always get my coffee from this coffee wagon. Now, they were usually about anywhere from 14 to 17 wagons around the Trade Center. But that morning, he wasn't there. And then and it was just kind of funny that and half of the cabs, it was like a holiday or something. But I went into the building. I worked on the 7th floor. We were having a coffee. I had to get the coffee from Krispy Kreme, which I hated that coffee. That's besides the point. But I went up on the 7th floor. We were getting our work ready. And what happened is we were supposed to meet two technicians. And believe it or not, the coffee wagons, I knew they were owned by Muslims because they had the Ayatollah Khomeini's picture inside the coffee wagon. So we went up on the floor and we were preparing our work. We were supposed to meet these two techs that were also Muslims, but they were kind of late and nothing happened. So we were standing and getting the stuff. Usually we had the TV on, but that morning we didn't have the television on. I felt the ground shake, and then I heard the explosion. Looking out the window, I saw like paper flakes coming down. So we grabbed my partner, and I told him, let's get out of the building as fast as we can. There was crowds coming from the other side of the building. And getting out. In the meanwhile, the Port Authority of the World Trade Center said, please stay in the building. Everything's under control. But They that was a big time mess up that they did. But I was lucky I was on the seventh floor. So as I'm running out of the building, I didn't know that the plane hit, but the firemen that were coming into the building must have knew because they saw it prior. And I didn't realize the plane hit. But I didn't know how many, I see all these firemen and police start running into the building. And I don't remember the faces. You know, I know they were firemen, but I can't remember their faces. It was very sad. I'll tell you a little bit about that after. But so I looked up at the building and I saw flames coming out of the building. And I thought it might have been a generator room until I heard that a plane hit. All of a sudden, you see people didn't know what they were doing. They were hanging around the streets and stuff, and all of a sudden you see people jumping, and we still didn't get it until then the second plane hit. So everybody started clearing out the streets, but people were still coming out of the building. A lot of people got stuck in the building because the revolving doors, the body started blocking the revolving doors getting out of the main square of where the globe was. But what happens is it was just strange that all those events took place. That I know there's a lot of theories. Some morons say that it was a hologram that hit the building. There was explosives. But a lot of people don't know that when these buildings went up, I saw these buildings go up. I've been in construction for a long time. And in 1970, I believe, asbestos was outlawed in the Trade Center. But they went up to about the 70th floor. And then after the first tower that was done to the 70th floor, they sprayed the asbestos on the lower floor. But they weren't allowed to spray the asbestos on the upper floors anymore. So what they did is, from what I heard, and which I would believe it happened, they put all the asbestos in the concrete. And they also completed the other building with the same stuff because they had all this asbestos left over and they wanted to do something with it, so they used it like a filler in a concrete. But the way the buildings came down was exactly the way they came down because nobody knows how the construction of those buildings were. I've been in there for years. And everything was in the center core, the elevator banks, and they had express elevators. They had elevators, local elevators from 1 to 48, and they had express elevators from 1 to 48. And then they had local elevators from 48 to 72. Then they had express elevators from the first floor to the 72nd floor. And then they had local elevators going from the 72nd floor all the way up to the top. So when those planes hit full of fuel, we lost 17 guys in that building, electricians. But two of the guys were on radio communication. You heard them. Everybody told them to go down the stairs, but they decided to get in the elevators. And anybody who was in the elevators were toast. They just, you heard the radio just crackle up when they were talking on it. And they were all gone because the fuel, when it hit the building the way it hit, and actually you could see the cutout of the wing when we got back from a distance from the building before they collapsed, you actually saw the cutout of the plane as it hit into the building. And you still saw people doing that same thing. It was very upsetting. And then, you know, the second building took out the corner of the building. So the way they hit it, I don't think they even know what they did, the way they hit it. They didn't think that maybe they knocked it down. But the way they hit it and the way the fuel was, that's what brought that building down. Plus, with the filler, with the concrete and stuff like that, made the concrete brittle. And when Mrs. Whitman there went down there and said, from the EPA, said that the air was clean, she must have been on drugs because it wasn't. That building was full of asbestos between the tile floors and, you know, how they covered the old, before, they had many years ago when they put the asbestos tiles down. Yeah. So.
So you were an electrician up there. You're working for IBEW.
Yep. But yeah, it was with local.
Yeah, I was I was in E division at that time. You were probably working with our switchgear that we were sending in from Metropolitan Electric. I worked in IBEW.
Yep.
Number three.
Yep.
E division.
Yep. But
you were getting your electrical panels and switchgear from Metropolitan Electric, probably.
Yeah, we got some of them when we did the switchgear. Correct. Yep. But I didn't see your name on it.
I signed it to union labels. I put my initials MH on every union label.
Oh, that's cool. That's good. But this is like a bad week for me because you get a lot of I still see a lot of stuff in the head and stuff, and it's very upsetting because I don't think anybody forgets about this. And in fact, we were at we did a 9/11 run on Saturday, and we escorted the wall with all the plates of all the people that died in the buildings. We started at the Crystal River and winded up at Crystal Holly, and all the plates were displayed with the flights, all the planes that hit the buildings, and Flight 93, which I know the Bighams, I became friends with them, Karen and Jerry Bigham, which their son Mark was in the plane when they said, let's roll and take it down.
All right.
So, but the night of on Saturday, they did a Patriots Award, and I believe you know Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep.
He was a captain in the fire department. He was stuck with 13 of his guys at the bottom of the building when the rubble fell down until he tweets at the radio and they found him out of there. So he probably lost his life. And the amount of sacrifice these firemen did, and they're still dying with all the stuff that's happening in their lungs and stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I got some nodules in my lungs also, and I got cysts in my kidneys I never had before. So, it's memories that happen that you'll never forget, you know. So
yeah, I got a friend.
Really
I play his music regularly on the show, and he wrote a song called "Into the Fire." It was about a fireman who was there. And he ran back in and a few times, and he was told not to run in, and he ran into the fire anyway. And I'm going to play that song. It's another fitting tribute to the first responders and firemen who gave the ultimate sacrifice that day. Folks, we're talking the Godfather, George Colella, who was down at Ground Zero, 9/11, 18 years ago. And this is Dave Bray's song in memory of one of the firefighters at 9/11, "Into the Fire." I always get these commercials.
This time of the year, we have a duty to be kind.
Get the ad. Here we go. Into the Fire, DaveRayUSA.com. Used on a mission, the Storyteller Edition.
It's a cool song.
Thank you.
DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, out now. New music on the way from him. And that's his tribute to the firemen who ran into the flames and into the fire on 9/11. How do you like that song, Joe? It's a pretty good one.
Excellent. I have it. Trust me. In fact, he gave me permission to do my the run we had for the 9/11s. And tomorrow I'll put up the story exactly, the events that happened that day about 9/11. Everybody remembers, in 1993, when they had the first bombing, just to bring up some information, that after that bombing happened, believe it or not, we all know about Omar Tlaib, but actually there's four Muslims in the Congress, and they created CARE in 1994, which is known as a terrorist group. It's known as the Council of American Islamic Relations.
Yep.
There's a lot of other organizations about how they're planning to destroy America. The other thing is when they put up Seven World Trade, they stopped all entrances to the Trade Center. To go in that way, everything had to go into the Seven World Trade. So all the trucks or any deliveries that were made of the six buildings, they would have to go through Seven World Trade. I noticed all these conspiracy theories about explosives, and I mean the thing is this: you had to be there. I mean, and I know I didn't. I know what I saw. And it's just, it drives me crazy with these people, the conspiracy theory. I don't know if you know Jim Warshak. You know Jim, Colonel Jim Warshak? He was in the Pentagon when it, he was in the Pentagon when the plane hit. You know, everybody's conspiracy that it's a missile, but he carried bodies out of that building, and he saw the wings and stuff. So I don't, you know, the,
I talked to him on the show. He's like, they were pulling bodies out of the fuselage in, in the middle of the Pentagon, as he told me.
And these conspiracy people got to, you know, they just, I don't know where they, you know, they have these engineers that come out, but the way the buildings came down, they had to come down that way, and it was perfectly done. It was less people that get killed. I mean, a lot of people died from the asbestos and everything that got caught in that cloud because of the asbestos. But they're trying to paint America like they're causing all the stuff that's happening, which is not. It's these people. They have a plan to take over America. There was I got involved with hashtag Jexit, which it's a group that
Michelle. Had Michelle on.
Of well, they needed some support for some bikers. So what it is to convince the Jewish people of the Democratic Party. But there were 270 this past year. There were 270 Muslim elections, local elections that people don't know about, and they won 132 of them throughout the United States.
I always say how important local elections are. They're more
important because and people have to go to these school board meetings also, because you don't know what they're teaching our kids. You got to see the books that are coming out, how they call our president that he's mentally unstable and stuff like that. It's terrible what's going on. And it's just, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to this country. They're making them run rabbit. And this is the Democratic Party. It's not the Democratic Party that we all knew from before. These people are out of their minds. They want
to see today, Linda Sauss or Sauss, whatever the hell
they say. She said, I'll back Bernie. Joe now. Bernie Sanders, that was a good one. That was the best one yet. But they're all out. If they follow that Quran book and they're out to take over the world. I mean, in 1977, Mrs. Valerie Jarrett said at Stanford University about her Islamic faith is doing very well in America. And with our freedom of religion in America, she plans to convert the United States into an Islamic nation. Now, you know, everybody knows who Valerie Jarrett was, correct? She was the advisor for Obama. And the Muslim Brotherhood was in
his right-hand man. His right-hand man.
That's right. Woman. So people have to wake up. They have to see what's going on. Why I walked away from something because, you know, God gave me a mission to do something. That's why I did the mileage I did for Trump. I did 13,585 miles for Trump when he was running, and I did 9,600 miles for Ron DeSantis. But you have to understand these elections were so close. Ron DeSantis didn't win by much. You know, 4.2 million people in Florida voted for socialism.
Scary.
That's how big the numbers are.
Scary.
That's what they did in Florida for Gillum. I mean, this is, people don't understand. You have two choices here. It's either freedom or socialism.
These people are so bad. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but try to find the story on what's shaking in Venezuela. You can't find it.
Oh,
I have a friend. His name is Innocente. He is from Venezuela. He has family in Venezuela. And it is horrific. People are hungry. Socialism kills. It puts on a bread line and the shelves are empty.
Hey, they did socialism. Communism, socialism killed 163 million people already in this world. You know, here's some other good numbers for you. Do you know in the world there's 2.1 billion Christians? There are 1.8 billion Muslims. okay? There are only 15 million Jews in the world. There's 6.5 in Israel, 5.6 here, million Jews. That's all that's left. They're trying to erase that race. It's unbelievable what they're trying to do to the Jewish people. And they don't stop. They don't stop. Before, 5 years ago, there were only 20 Muslim nations. Now there's 52. Those 52 are in the United Nations. And they want to control us. I mean, we were given money to make other countries have abortions. That's Trump stopped that. Trump's going all over all this paper stuff and everything else. And people don't understand what this president's doing. And it's amazing that they don't understand that his plan. Everything's a plan.
Yeah. People have been lied to since, I'd say, inception of the Constitution. And they've been twisted and turned and spun around in so many directions that when they hear truthful facts, they go, no, that can't be, man. This is what I've been hurt. It's what they taught us for the last 50 years. There's no way that's the way it is. And when they hear
what do they do in World War II? Before World War II started, they couldn't believe that what he was doing, Hitler, persecuting and killing all those Jewish people, and they deny it. All of them deny it. Mostly the Muslims deny it. They don't believe it happened. They don't believe it. They don't care. I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody says about me and everything else. I do not trust them. I don't care. I mean, look at this, what happened in Miami. The mechanic messes up a plane that's going from Miami to Bahamas. I don't think there should be no Muslims working as a mechanic. I don't think there should be no Muslims working as a pilot. I mean, you're talking about any time they could do these suicide missions. People don't understand that. It's because of the Homeland Security we have that's stopping this. How many? Look at the amount of people that are coming across the border. They're not all Hispanic.
It kills me to go to the airport and get frisked and have my bag searched and look over my shoulder and see a stream of illegal immigrants walking right by going, hey, here we go. You're not even checking my bag, you know.
And when I was at JFK picking up my cousin up in New York in the International Arrival Building, they had the Habib on and everything else and the other one with the burqa, and they were ready to pop.
Yep.
They were all pregnant. You understand?
Yep.
This is all a game. They have to stop this stuff. And these liberals better wake up.
They have squashed the American family. They tell people, don't have kids right away. Get your career going. Have one or two kids. And meanwhile, while we're working on our careers and having one or two kids, the Muslims stay home and have 8 or 10 kids.
Yeah, and guess what? They could send one kid that's born here, say a girl, 12 years old, they could send her back to the country, marry somebody, and bring him back. And then the whole family could come, too. They can't do nothing about that law. That's how crazy it is. And they said, Bin Laden even said it. He says, we're going to destroy America with their own laws. And this is what's happening. And this is what's happening.
No.
We are one nation under God, nothing else. Nothing else.
It doesn't matter. Even if the conspiracy theorists believe that the Muslims had nothing to do with 9/11, they have everything to do with infiltrating our government and trying to bring down our nation and kill the infidel.
Do you know, Brennan?
Whether you believe in 9/11 or not, they are here to destroy this country. The extremist ones. Now, the ones who aren't the extremist ones, the ones who aren't following the Quran, the ones who let their wives go to the store and buy food that isn't halal meat, et cetera, they're infidels too. And the Quran commands at least 106 times to kill the infidel. So whether they did it or not, they're evil. It's a religion that is not a religion, but a political ideology of hate and pedophilia and sick. They marry 6-year-olds and consummate with 9-year-olds is insane. And then they throw gay people off rooftops in Iran for being gay.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yep.
So, and people think that I might be a Zionist you know what? My Judo Christian values run deep. I've been a Christian my
That's
whole
right.
life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. And I will never denounce Jesus Christ to anybody, ever. He is my Lord and Savior. And if that makes me a Zionist shill, then that is what I am. Oh, and I'm also white, and I love my country, so I'm a white nationalist, too.
Here's one for you. Brennan, when he worked for the consul in Saudi Arabia, he signed 19 visas. The 12 that came in to do about the planes, he signed 12 out of the 19 visas that they came in this country to get on those planes to take the buildings out and stuff. 12 out of the 19. It's fact. It's not a rumor. It's done now. That's what he signed. And supposedly he converted to Islam when he was there in Saudi Arabia. And this is what happens.
Yep.
Like they got the kids that go to school. What happened?
And he was heading the CIA.
Yeah, correct. But this was like I said, it's all a plan. And if we don't wake up, I mean, you know, this is gonna. I mean, we have a lot of people down here that get and throughout the United States that are very well educated and they know what's going to happen. And let me tell you something. You know, America's only going to take so much. I mean, it's we the people that are the ones that put Trump in office, not nobody else. It was we the people, everybody. It was Democrats and Republicans and liberals. You know what I'm saying?
I had members of Jexit, members of Lexit. I had Walkaway Florida. I had Blexit. They're all leaving the Democrat Party.
Yeah,
in
big
in
time,
culture.
Yeah.
People don't realize that there's organizations with thousands and thousands of people that are walking away from the demon rat.
Yep, that's what I call them, Democrats. But it's just
demon
a shame. It's just that we have you still have to wake up these people because it's terrible. It's not going to happen. It's not going to change. I mean, unless, you know, people have to get educated. They don't believe. The problem is the people here do not believe that this is happening. They don't believe how they're indoctrinating our children, not educating them. Even the colleges.
Wait till you hear my story that's coming on this Thursday. I have I have a lady out of California. She posted a video this week, came my way. Someone sent it my way. And she's her kid is in seventh grade in California, and in history, seventh grade, they're teaching the five pillars of Islam.
Made
a video. She showed the homework assignment. She showed it to people at the school. There's a big stink getting ready to happen out there. She's going to join me this Thursday. We're going to talk about it. You can find video on.
Look, I've got to get on to that. The other thing is, what about what happened with Drew Brees? He was telling everybody bring the Bible in October 3rd. Bring the Bible in, and look what happened. Everybody's persecuted. All the liberals are going crazy, but it's okay.
Yeah.
They could teach the five pillars of Islam in schools.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
But you can't bring the Bible. Look at Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was an amazing person.
Correct. Yep.
And the person that the NFL and these people should be raising up for kneeling is Tim Tebow, not Colin Kaepernick, who knelt in the face of veterans and soldiers.
Go see. He should face the Gold Star Moms to see what they do. Let him see the Gold Star parents, the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice. How many I saw of these parents in their eyes and their face that they joined because I walked away from a building. The sacrifices that they made, the ultimate sacrifice. Susan Price lost her son.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people.
10 years ago this week.
Yeah.
10 years ago
this
week.
I met her yesterday.
It was the Ganjgal ambush in Afghanistan. It was Benghazi before Benghazi. We had Susan on the show. We talked about this extensively. This was a 12-hour firefight. They fought until they ran out of ammunition, and then when they ran out of ammunition, they kept fighting. And Dakota Maya came and saved the day and brought the soldiers home.
Yep.
What's happening?
I went to that Gold Star Moms thing July 4th because I was up in Washington, and they invited me to come. And Danny Dietz, his mother Cindy, Jacobs, her mother was there. That's the one that made the speech about the mother. Says, my son only got $24,000 a year. And she started screaming at Kaepernick about how he's got the nerve to nail and complain the way he does. It's unbelievable. But
you know what
shame.
I always said about these guys in the NFL? They want to make a statement. They want to make a point. Some of them are making like $30 million a year. Hey, how about this? If everybody on the Baltimore Ravens, right, that makes over $10 million a year, donated $1 million to the city of Baltimore for revitalizing downtown Baltimore, well, guess what would happen? But no, they're going to kneel on and keep their money and go, I'm not spending. Why would I do that? I don't want to help those people. I'm just doing this for 15 minutes of fame, for 15 minutes of extra fame.
What about that kid Presley that went and cleaned up all of Baltimore?
Yeah.
He got all these people together to clean up Baltimore, and Al Sharpton walks in there, and all the people of Baltimore are screaming at him. They're telling him to get the hell out. He has no right being there. I mean, they were cursing him out like crazy. But, you know, this is what happens. And he owes $6 million in taxes, and he's still walking around. I don't understand that one either.
See what happens if you owe, like, $1,000 in taxes. They come take your house. They'll take your house and your livelihood for $1,000. But if your name is Al Sharpton and you're a race-baiting hater, you get to keep everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And it was really good to see those people shout him down, call him a fraud, and chase him away.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I was hysterical laughing. I couldn't believe it. It was too funny. Too funny. They know that these people aren't stupid. They see what's going on. And you know what's funny?
Yep.
The shootings. Anything over 4 shootings is considered a mass shooting. But they don't say nothing about California. Baltimore had 72 already. California had. It's just unbelievable. But the right away they blame the AR. I like to see somebody go into war with an AR-15. That'd be good. See how far they get with that one. It's just unbelievable what they do, what they say.
Really, the AR-15 really is just a sporting rifle. It's not real. You don't take an AR-15 on a battlefield.
No, but this is what the liberals are calling. You know, they keep on blaming the NRA and stuff like. Look at the amount of money that they give to the Democratic Party from Planned Parenthood, which are taxes. We give them $1.3 billion, and they give $50 million to.
Did you see the story that came out? I think today about Planned Parenthood, where the girl went in to have a procedure, and they told her what was going on, and then she got spooked and didn't want to come back. And so when she went back and said, I don't want to have this abortion, she said, but what if I did have this abortion and the baby was born alive? The abortionist said, well, we would break the baby's neck. Born alive, break the baby's neck. These people are sick and demented. The baby's born alive. It is now a person. It made it. It's breathing. It's crying. It's wiggling around. But we'll break its neck. It's insane.
Yeah.
They
sell the body parts. The brains get $7,500 for a brain, the kidneys. They donate the organs. This whole thing with Epstein's going to blow up, too. Wait till this happens. Wait. This isn't over yet.
It's not over yet. So, George, I'm right here at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. It's just it's tough talking about a lot of stuff. It's just that I'll never forget.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people never forget. I just hope people will. And the whole thing today is a Muslim holiday, which is called Ashura, and it's on everybody's calendar, but they don't say nothing about 9/11 at all. The calendar doesn't even show at the memorial. What?
It's marked on my calendar as Patriot Day.
Yeah. It's not on. But you're right. I'm talking about. On all the cell phones and everything else, if you look at the calendar on the cell phone, it shows. It shows that it's a Muslim holiday today. I hope everybody ate bacon, but the thing is that
ham, some kind of pork. Have a pork.
Yeah,
chop.
Anything pork. Yeah, pork. I figured I'd go in Facebook jail again when I was going to say something. So, anyway, but Mark, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You do a lot of stuff. Do you have any events coming up that you want to tell people about? Maybe they want to get involved, come down.
Well, there's one that's happening Wednesday. There's a few places, but one I'm going to go to is in Oviedo, Mission Barbecue. A lot of Mission Barbecues are celebrating stuff. You can look up online what they're doing for 9/11. I'm going to Oviedo, which is like a two-hour bike run for me. I'm going with a couple people, and they have a whole celebration with servicemen and retired servicemen. They have a tank there, a truck there. But Mission Barbecue, 12 o'clock every day, they play the national anthem. Everybody stops what they're doing, stand in attention, and face the flag as the national anthem is sung. Very patriotic business. And these are the things we should sponsor. We should sponsor. Don't sponsor Walmart no more. Go to what do you call Rural King?
Rural King.
Yeah, that's right. We have to support the people that support us.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. Also, Karen and Jerry Bingham will be there from the son that died on Flight 93. It's pretty good. I mean, they do a great present. Very emotional, and it's tough.
Tough.
I know. Captain is going to be at another. Captain Mark Matt Bruce is going to be at another Mission Barbecue. I think it's in Braddon, I believe, or Clearwater, but they have another Mission Barbecue. I'll post it on your page or my page. But everybody if they can. We got a Bikers for 45 support page. We put events on there. We also my page on Facebook is George Colella. And I post a lot of good stuff on there. Facebook usually blocks a lot of stuff unless you go to my page and see it, which like everybody else. But most of the stuff I post are facts. I investigate everything. And in fact, I posted a video today that was done in 2011 about how much money the United States government in the Obama administration is sending money overseas to repair mosques. And I looked at it, not too many people shared it and saw it. So that's funny.
Great. It's crazy.
Yeah.
George, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. As always, keep up.
Yeah, I appreciate
fight.
It. Thank you very much. All right. Love you, man. Thank you very much. Much love and respect. Appreciate it. All right.
Peace, brother. Talk to you.
All right, good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Bonner, the Bikers for 45. Check them out. You can see here that I'm a traitor, I'm a shill, I'm a Zionist. Yeah, you know, I don't like the NFL. I don't like Muslims. I don't like radical Muslims. And if you're not a radical Muslim, they're going to kill you. You're an infidel if you're not a radical Muslim following the Quran. If you let your wife drive to the store, if you let your kid go to the beach and wear a bikini, if you eat bacon, you know, I have some Muslim friends. Their daughters are beautiful, and they are on TV. They have their own YouTube channel. They've been on TV commercials, and I know them for a long time. They go to the beach. They drive their own cars. Guess what? They're infidels, too. So that's just the way it is. Folks, Thursday I'm going to have this lady, Elsa, come on the show. Her son came home with a Five Pillars of Islam Bible Quran study. Unbelievably, extremely detailed, where they have to draw pictures and explain each pillar and write a paragraph. And if they did that for Christianity, the liberals would have a cow. We're not having a cow about this. We're having a cow about this Thursday, 8 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation radio show, right after Conservative Perspective with my good friend James Bostic. You can hear his show two nights a week here on the Patriot Nation radio network, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. It's just really just unbelievable to me that because I love America, I believe 9/11 was a horrible tragedy, whether who you believe took it down or did whatever happened, whatever. My religion teaches me that Jews are the chosen people, and we are supposed to support them and help them and be part of them, even though they are the ones that crucified our Lord and Savior. I know Jews for Jesus. My friend Mark Urbach ran for governor of Georgia, loves his Christian friends. I've never seen a Jewish person who loves Christian friends more than Mark Allen Urbach. He's a great, great American patriot, loves America and loves his Christian friends, believes that Jesus walked this earth and did great things. He doesn't believe he's the Savior, but he believes in the miracles of Jesus. Yes, the man survived. He lived. He did his thing. He understands that. He is very orthodox. He wraps the leather straps around. He does the whole thing. And he prayed. I had my son watch him pray so that he could understand. But anybody who believes that Islam is a religion of peace, a religion that marries six-year-old little girl, consummates at nine, mutilates their genitals in female circumcision so they cannot feel pleasure and so that they are just not to enjoy themselves, who throw gays off of rooftops for being gay. Look, I'm not gay. I don't support the gay movement, all the gay stuff. But I don't judge them. I have some gay friends. They're great people. My friend at work is an awesome dude. I love that guy. I would jump in front of a bullet for him. He's a hardworking, tax-paying American person in a pursuit of happiness. When he closes the door at night, who am I to judge what he does to make himself happy? We have the right to pursue happiness, whatever it may be. And I do not judge. I will not judge. I will judge the Muslims because they judge me. It's not even judgment. It's just fact. They want to kill. They are a religion of death. Maybe Christianity started out with the Great Crusades, but look at the real history. They were crusading against Muslims. It's really been the plight on this earth for centuries. So you want to join me this Thursday for Five Pillars of Islam being taught in California schools in seventh grade history. Seventh grade history. Folks, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission starts. Get your copy today. Also, libertyrush.com. Social media without the libtarded rhetoric. And, of course, patriotship.com. Over at patriotship.com. They got patches, survival gear, and all kinds of all your patriot needs at patriotship.com. I got lots of patches. Our good friend Paul, until we meet again Thursday, talking about the five pillars of Islam being taught seventh grade history in California with our good friend Miss Elsa. Tune in Thursday, 8 p.m. Until we meet again tonight, God bless you. God bless America. Love you all. Without you, there is no show. Thank you. This Patriot Nation Radio is your show. Good night. God bless you and God bless America. And Chuck, love the debate, but I'm not debating you. Because if you don't like my show and you don't like me, just move on and watch somebody else. I don't debate like that. This isn't a debate show. This is a show that I'd like to bring issues to the forefront. So there'll be no debating. We could chit-chat on Facebook Messenger, but I'm not going to do it on the air. I don't argue. I don't bicker. I bring what people want to hear, my listeners and my people want to listen. That's what we talk about, what I feel should be talked about. Until then, good night. God bless you. God bless America.